So the other question you mentioned was the issue of gender and use of bevacizumab. How do you answer that one?
Well, in the ECOG trial, when they looked at various stratification factors, they also looked at gender. And women overall did better than men, whether they got the Bev or not. But when they looked at the differential between the female patients who got Bev versus those that didn't, there wasn't a difference. And they tried to explain that. ECOG actually had a poster looking at second-line treatment. They didn't look at response to second-line treatment, but they looked at second-line treatment, toxicities, and they couldn't determine why this would have happened. So it also could be a statistical fluke. So this is just a subset analysis. So I don't deny women. And the AVAIL trial actually looked at that as well, and women benefited. So this may be a fluke.